I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, welcome back to Beers and Breakevens for Round 9. The greatest, the best Supercoach show this side of the planet. I don't know what's going on the other side of the planet, Timmy, but I'm confident, very confident, we've got the best one on this side of the planet. What are your thoughts?
Are we taking ranks into consideration?
I hope not.
Oh, mate. Tough carry over the weekend. But no, yeah. It's the best Supercoach show on the planet.
Yeah. On the planet?
Yeah.
Fuck, cop that. The other side.
Both sides, yeah.
Heavy. Kathmandu, what is doing? The Catalyst.
The Catalyst. I like the slow evolution of my name from Kathmandu to the Catalyst.
There's more to come.
Yeah.
There's heaps more to come.
Lots more.
Old cat dog over there. Big weekend for you?
Yeah, very chill, actually. I was a bit off the grid. I think it's nice to just take a step back sometimes.
Yeah, I had a peaceful weekend. It was great.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you're going to do that thing again where you're like, you didn't ask me about my weekend.
No, it's fine.
How was your weekend?
I did Kempi's trick tour yesterday. I asked how her day was and she spoke for like 5 minutes. And then I was like, fuck me, I don't care. Who cares about my weekend? Don't worry about it. It's all good. No, I had a good weekend. I did all right. Supercoach, 1,217. I dropped rank, but it was a week that it could have turned to a train wreck quickly. It was also a week for me that, fuck, I keep on having these weeks against you where I'm like, I have an opportunity to jump him big time here and I just can't get my fucking captains right. It hurts.
Well, I gave you a sniff, mate.
You did.
I gave you more than a sniff. I got 1080. I dropped 9,400 spots to 16K overall. Oh. I couldn't believe it when lockout ended even before lockout ended the round, I'm like, 1080, no major injuries. You know, I missed Nico captain, but like I owned him, I owned Angus Crichton. And then I went around the scores and I just went, holy jeez, I'm off the pace here. Unlocked Monday morning, we were about to do the bloke potty. Heart just sunk. So, mate, absolute stinker. And, work to do. What made it worse is I boosted last week. All my trades went relatively well, give or take Cleary. But even then I moved Brooks out to him. But it was just the Nico Hines captaincy. Captain Tommy Turbo let me down and that just led to the major swings of the round.
Mate, I think 16K is pretty good for you. I think that's okay. Kathmandu, where are you sitting? How'd you score? What's going on?
Okay, I scored 1,143 and my rank dropped by about 5,000. So I'm now sitting around the 21,000 mark, which isn't great. But I did beat you, Timmy, in our head-to-head.
In about even.
And I captain Turbo, so you can't use it as an excuse.
I mentioned at the start of the Bloke podcast on Monday, I just had one of the great losing weekends, and that is just like the final nail in the
coffin.
I'm so sorry. I lost on Anzac Day at 2-0. Liverpool got knocked out of the tie race in the EPL. The Raiders got trounced. My Supercoach side got trounced. I played golf, got trounced, and then Kat trounced me at Supercoach. I'm just like, it's got to turn, doesn't it? Surely. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we filmed a bloke in a bar ad yesterday too, and honestly, there was a moment there I thought, oh, Timmy Williams is going to take home an Academy Award here. His performance was fantastic. And then Matty Buxton just came in like Leo in Wolf of Wall Street and took it home. So that was a tough L as well.
There was a lot of anger coming out in it, which really sold the –
Mate, it was fun. I can't wait for people to see that ad. That's going to be all time.
I can't wait to see it.
We mentioned about Eamon. You obviously pounded Tim into the core of the earth, as a lot of people did this weekend. What happened the rest of about Eamon
okay,
comp?
Okay. So
just quickly, when you've got this expert tag and you're in 10,000 leagues, I got beaten by 10,000 people on the weekend.
Love that.
Anyway, it's all good, Timmy. On to next week. But to summarise round eight, Guru, you beat Cody, who is the South Coast Sharks. He's coming first in the About Even League. You beat him.
Cody's the South Coast Sharks, is he? I thought Sebo was.
Oh, sorry, it's Sebo. Sebo. Oh, my God. I do this every
week. I beat Sebo.
You beat Sebo in the head-to-heads. You scored 1-2-1-7. He scored 1-1-2-5. So it was a convincing win. The Rook beat Cooma Stallions. We've discussed it. We don't need to go over it again.
Thank you.
League standings. Guru Grizzlies, you are now tied with Cody overall with 14 league points. And you are at second with your overall score of 8-6-1-2. Cooma Stallions, you are in third on 10 league points. And you are fourth overall with 8-5-0-1. And Cat, also known as the Rook, is six overall on 8-4-4-3 and tied at fifth with 8 league points.
Okay. We're thereabouts.
Yeah. So
I've always been a head-to-head player.
Yeah.
We're in the hunt.
In the hunt for head-to-head glory.
Shout out to in that comp, we've got the Mean Machine, who actually, I don't know if I told you this.
Yeah,
or
no,
not.
You sent me the screenshot.
Yeah, he reached out. So shout out to Maddie. Now, Maddie sent us his address. Now, I'm not sure if we said that we would send something out or not last week. I'm going to have to check the tapes.
I thought, he sent it. Oh, I was under the impression that he like won the week for beers or something and also was in our league. No, we would have noticed it, surely.
No.
I
think he's just thought, why not send my
I think
address.
He's just seen his shot and taken a dive. So let us know in the comments. Do you think Matt deserves a football and a hat simply because he was randomly summoned out of 160,000 and then found us? Now, I'm happy to go back and check the tapes. And Matt, if you can send it in that I said you deserve a prize, I'll happily wear it.
We both know you're not going back to check the tapes.
I'm not going to check them. So if you want it that much, you go and check the tapes. But let us know in the comments if you think Matt deserves a prize, which actually, whilst I'm thinking about that, our hats arrived this week. We might wear them next week and show them off a little bit. We've got footballs coming from Steedon very soon. So weekly winners, hang in there. Anything else on the About Even comp,
for Kat? Those who are hanging on and want to know where Tom and Eddie are ranked, Eddie is a 9 overall in the About Even League with 8,256 points. And Tom is 12 out of 12, right at the bottom with 7,243. Do we know if he is checking his team?
Talks to me about it every. He's in Fiji right now, so he's probably not going to do it this week. But up until this week, he's been talking about it every single week. Okay, cool. So
because he is becoming the essential buy round in our league.
He is a buy round, yes.
Yeah.
Now, shout out to the guy that actually topped Beers and Break Evens this week. Now, how about this one? Now, it's Jamie. Now, Jamie's already fucking messaged me. Jamie messaged me about 3 seconds after lockout. He was keen as mustard, old Jamie. His team name is the Clovelly Crocodiles. Yeah. Now, the Clovelly Crocodiles, obviously in Sydney's East, home of some of the great players, including Victor Radley, including Lockie Lamb. That's about as far as I can go on that. The great Azabelle Fine played a game for the Clovelly Crocodiles one night. Jamie lives in Queensland and his team name is the Clovelly Crocodiles. I don't quite have context as to why, but that shocked me.
Got to be from there, unless you just like the name.
Might just like the name. I don't know.
In the very early days of Supercoach, I used to be called the Cessnock Goannas. For no other reason than I just love the name. Cessnock Goannas.
You did well to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where the Johnses are from, right?
Yeah.
Cessnock Goannas. Yeah, not bad. You might need to go back to the Cessnock Goannas at the moment because you're not doing the proud town of Cooma any fucking favours running around with their name and dropping 9,000 spots a week, mate.
Mate, if you drive into Cooma, on the town sign it says Tim Williams 2020 NRL Supercoach runner-up.
Fucking please. Fucking please. So shout out to Jamie.
Also on that, our overall group leaders, the Dead Hand Gang, Quinton, third overall, flying. Latino, Adrian, fourth overall. Petty, 7, coached by Stephen, 6th overall. And then we've got Rugby League Realm, the content creator himself, Alex, in 10th overall. So 4 of the top 10, which this early in the piece, that's good going.
Now I'm just scrolling through the Beers and Breakevens group, and I'm at 70, and I still can't see Sav. So I imagine he must have had a bit of a...
So we've got. I don't know what you're doing, but so Supercoach fanatic Sasha. Sasha's a legend as well. He's in 20th overall. Big Facebook group, the Supercoach fanatics. Sav's 32nd overall. 11th in our group, 32nd overall. What are you looking at?
I was going through points scored this week. Shout out to Sav, still hanging there. So what is he, 32nd overall?
32nd. So there's some good people doing good things.
And is the Realm still up there, hanging in there?
Yeah, I just said that, mate. He's 10th.
I wasn't listening. I was getting confused over here, for fuck's sake.
Talking to myself over here.
Jesus Christ. I'm still scrolling to find Tim Williams at 80,000 in our group. Shout out to all content creators that are doing very, very well. It is great to see. And even a bigger shout out to those not doing well. Very tough carry. Shout out Tim Williams.
Can we get on to Supercoach?
Let's get on to Supercoach. All right. So we'll go through our team list Tuesday, and dare I say, and I don't want to jinx it because I'm sure that next week will hit us like a train, but probably the most boring TLT of all time, Timbo, fair?
Yeah, and you know what, mate? I needed it. Just relaxing, easing to the podcast. It was boring though.
Okay, Bunnies Penrith, 750 from a core stadium for the Bunnies. Isaac Thompson returns on the wing. Obviously, Tane Milne looking at some time on the sideline. Keon Colomantungi in the front row. Cheekam on the edge. For the Panthers, Taruva returns on the ding-a-ling. Liotta returns. Henry out. No Sorensen. Anything there, Timbo? Friday, Seagulls, Raiders, 6 p.m. from Four Pines. DCE has been named, and I believe he got away with that charge last night.
It's been dropped.
He's going to be good to line up. That's good, especially for you that are buying Ruben Garrick. That's a nice little grab there. Bullimore on the edge. For the Raiders, Chevy Stewart, I believe he's been rested this week.
Yeah, I mean, interesting time for resting after a 40-0 loss. Knock on Chevy. It wasn't his fault we lost, but, yeah, they've got a bye next week. Ricky just said, young fella, been doing well, but giving him a couple of weeks off because he's not playing cup either.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hopawade at fullback. Shout out to Jeremy and my Supercoach Draft Comp who came up with one of the greatest dipshit trades of all time this week, but it included him getting Hopawade, who's now a starting fullback. So love that. Huge middle finger to the rest of the comp. Simi Sasagi drops out. Whitehead back on the edge. I have spelt edge, E-D-H-E, and I spelt Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-E-H-A-D. So we're just kicking goals all over the place. That's a Whitehead Edahe.
Yeah, that's like full conniption.
Yeah, that's proper conniption stuff, yeah. And I understand why Microsoft Word thinks I spelled Sasagi incorrectly, but I actually hit that one. Speaking of, brought him to my side last week, was either wanted him to stay in and make cash or drop out of the team completely. Thankfully, he's dropped out of the side completely. 10 missed tackles. They call that a Durkin. That'll happen to you, won't it?
Yeah, he's playing Ron Massey Cup this week. Love that one. Yeah, look, mate, on a week that I had, I don't have many opportunities to throw shots at you, but shit trade. Elliot Whitehead was always coming back. I told you this.
And I said last week, if Whitehead comes back, good as gold, get out of the side. Little nuff play, free up a bit of Bitcoin to make some moves. Just bringing in Fafita this week. Might have heard of him.
The old
fucking Ken Irvine on the Gold Coast coming off the bench as a back rower up there. Stop the fight.
I thought you already owned Viliami Fafita.
I do. Fuck, he stares at me every week. And also James Schiller out as well, which I'm actually okay with.
Do you have any active players outside your 17 or are they just all nuffs?
Mate, I've got fucking heaps. I've got heaps. Broncos, Roosters, 8 p.m. Was there anything you wanted to mention in that one?
No.
Good. Didn't want to hear from you anyway. Broncos, Roosters, 8 p.m. Suncorp. Cobbo returns. Arthurs jumps back to the wing. Corey Oates out of the side. Roosters, Daniel Tupu back in. Watson in the 13. This is the team I think you need to keep an eye on as far as team lists. Extended bench to Tilly, Radley, Sandon Smith. Wouldn't be surprised to see changes there. Anything on that game, Big Dog?
What are we thinking? So we're thinking Wong out, Radley to 13, Watson to 14.
Satilli on the bench, I would say.
Satilli on the bench, Egan Butcher out.
I reckon Wong will drop out.
No, but like there's two got to drop out for Radley.
Two
got to
drop out, yeah.
Imagine having these problems.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. Maybe Satilli doesn't come straight back in, I don't know. Obviously Radley does.
I don't know if he does. They just won 60-18, why change? Like obviously you bring Radley back, but.
Yeah.
And then Sandon Smith, who was great. Like, I wonder if he slides in, don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Trent Robinson will probably give us one last kick in the dick and drop May for no apparent reason. Saturday, Bulldogs Tigers, 3 p.m. coming to you from Accor Stadium for the Doggies, current named at Pratt, man in jersey 13. Jacob Preston, he has been named on the extended bench. So if he was to come in, obviously Jamin Salmon would probably go back to the bench, maybe to 13. But I think your boy Kurt Mann has to remain in 13, doesn't he?
So good to see him back, the K-man. I love what he did prior to getting injured. I think it was a broken hand. Doggies just look good. I'm so excited to watch the Doggies at the moment, which is a great thing because, let's be fair, it hasn't been like that for a few years now.
Yep.
And they're throwing out some good footy and some exciting talent there. So, yeah, the K-man, get into him.
For the Tigers, not a heap to note, but Appy has been named. Obviously got hurt last week, but seemingly sweet to go. We'll be watching team list for that one.
How concerned are you? 5-round average, 48, back concern, origin potentially looming. What's your plan?
I haven't thought about it. I've got Egan and I'm happy with my other reserves. So I actually haven't thought about it. Don't know.
As long as the back concern from last week is all right, I'd be all right with it. It's just as long as the as long as that doesn't play up or concern.
Honestly, he wouldn't be in my 17 this week anyway, with the way my team's shaping up. So if he's ruled out this week and there's a proper back problem, then I'll be concerned, yeah. Yeah, but my team's that good that Appy doesn't get a look in.
Wow.
I don't care who you are, what you've fucking done, you perform or you'll get shown the door.
Okay, Wayne, chill out.
He wasn't happy about it.
Oh.
All right, Titan Storm, 5:30 p.m., C-Bus Super Stadium. We have got the Titans. Campiera, Shop Drop, Sammy and Harley Sexy Shields in. Stimson in the front row. No Fodder Waker, Liu 13, Haas Bench. That's the longest sentence I'll ever read that has no Supercoach relevance whatsoever, Timbo.
Yeah, no Supercoach relevance. Campiera scored like 5 tries in 3 weeks. I know he's not a defensive world beater as such, but with how good that left edge is going in attack with Foz and Fifita, a bit stiff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's very stiff. Anyway. For the Storm, Wishart named on the wing, no Xavier Coates. We'll see. Obviously, Farlong goes in the extended, so I hope we see that change. Much as I love Wishy, I want to see Sewer out there.
I'm pretty confident Sewer plays.
Yeah.
I don't reckon that. With all the hype around him, Beliak's done this 1,000, probably a million times before. Didn't want the pressure of him, the hype of him by naming him, but Wishart on the wing.
Yeah.
I would say there's not a chance of it happening, but Bellamy doesn't mind putting some players that he trusts in weird positions. He trusts Tyron Wishart, but I'd be very surprised if Sewer doesn't start.
And I'll tell you what, Bellyache, if you're trying to do it, take the pressure off him. I'm one step ahead of you. I'm still going to hype the shit out of him, so brace yourself. I will say this, Bronson Garlick named on the bench, can play a bit of hooker. Harry Grant, he's got a bit of vampire to him. Garlick's the only thing that can hold him back, mate. Wouldn't be surprised if he loses some minutes there. Harry Grant, the vampire, let's make that run.
Oh my God.
Anything else to touch on in that game, mate?
Other than Joe Chan, the attacking Adonis.
Oh, boy.
We take that money, won't we?
Yeah, we love it. Absolutely love it. Cowboys v. The Finn at 7:30 p.m. This one's coming here from Townsville. We'll talk about it more throughout the show, but it's going to be a wet, wet, wet weekend. Mm. This is the only game that I believe is being played in the dry. So might be a little target game for some of you. Valia comes in at center. Lukey's been named on the bench. No Jake the Snake Granville for the Dolphins. Lemuelu on the bench there. Anything else to touch on from this one?
The only one on the Cows is just one of your boys, mate, Fini Fuiaki. Finally pulled his finger out on the weekend. He had like 18 runs or something after averaging about 5 per game. Scored a try and just looked the goods against Penrith. Scored well, but Lukey back. You think it's only a matter of time before Lukey's starting on the edge and if not taking minutes off him?
Yeah, without a doubt. With a break even of 1 Fini Fuiaki, I think he'll be moving out of my team probably next week.
At least that score on the weekend, you can jag a little bit of cash out of him hopefully and move him on.
Yeah, I will say this about Fini Fuiaki. You know, I think the Cowboys are in for a good few weeks here. I wouldn't be surprised if he jags more attacking stats.
Definitely.
Despite the minute. So fingers crossed. But even if he doesn't, because he got that 86 on the weekend, that'll make us the money that we need. Hopefully break even at one, we should be able to sell him for 460, 470K nice. Over the next few weeks. So we'll take that. Sunday afternoon footy, we've got the Knights and the Wahs coming to you from Newcastle. For the Knights, Marzu has been named. We'll wait and see how that plays out there. Mate, imagine if you traded in Marzu a few weeks ago. Holy, I drafted him at pick number two and that's hurt me. If you traded him in, fuck.
I feel so sorry for them. And mate, I was very close to doing it. And
yeah, you were.
It's not a knock. It's not a knock on Marzu. It's the whole point of Marzu being good was Caelan Ponga feeding him.
Yeah, 100%.
He just doesn't have that now, so.
Hurts. For the New Zealand Warriors, no major changes here. Just Kate Wall comes into the side, but nothing else to really note there. Sharkies Dragons, the Shane Flanagan Cup, which you may have heard over the weekend. He's pretty excited about this one. Shark Park at 4 p.m. Sharkies Rudolph comes back in, 1-17 outside of that. Dragons, Moses Sully out. Lomax jumps into the centers. Eisenhuth moved from 13 to the centers to cover him the other day. He moves back to 13. Now, I have to ask you a question.
Hit us, mate.
Kale Erol, you've made a mistake, my friend. You've made a massive fucking mistake.
I might seem it, mate, but I'm not perfect, all right?
I'm just pointing
out. I know, I made a mistake. I looked at it and I said, my cash generators are fine. I've earned a ton of cash. And on that given week that he was about to go up in cash, it wasn't a week where I was like, I didn't have any peaked cows to trade down and anyone to move up. So I might have even saved a trade that week or something. I was unaware that Iro was going to come out and average 20 freaking runs a game and that the Sharks were going to go ham. I know.
If only someone had sucked his dick to the Chewy Centre for the last 3 years sitting next to you, maybe you would have known. Anywho, can't win them all.
The bloke who sucked his dick for the last 3 years also said that once Cronulla get their forwards back, there's every chance Talakai moves to centre and Iro drops out. Thanks, bruh.
Every chance.
Oh. You know what might have even been, I think he drops out. On that, he actually hasn't hurt me that much yet aside from the cash gen. Well, he went 46, 53, 70. I can cop that. How about I'm more scared of what he can do because if attacking stats start coming, like the last 3 weeks he's based 42, 45, 40, which is absurd. I said, I'm all right with it at the moment, but God, if you start adding some attacking stats to that, they go Dragons, then they go the Storm, Roosters, Panthers. So boys, shape up.
Yeah. Mate, if attacking stats start to fall his way, he could start to fall into sort of hold on to range.
He could, yeah.
Like genuinely.
Oh, he's still very buyable. Don't get me wrong.
Have you looked at buying him at all?
Nah, not really. He's owned like 90% or whatever. I'm like, need to make a move somewhere. I'm very grateful that Braden Trindle is out.
Yes.
Because, I mean, granted he didn't have the attacking stats with Trindle there, but as we saw on the weekend, we'll get to this in my deep dive later, but they just became very right side dominant because Trindle was out, Atkinson came in, so that is not going to help him at all. Like, we know Nico goes and plays both sides, but, like, if Iro was on the right, I'd just be buying him because I'm like, they went so much to the right on the weekend.
Yeah, very fair call. Okay, let's have a look.
I actually saw someone commented on one of the playbook posts. I don't think it was directed at me, but it was talking about Iro. Might have been us chatting about him. It was like, if you don't own Iro, just delete the app, idiots. And I'm like, oh.
Ouch.
Yeah, anyway. Hurts.
Anywho. Shout out to the guy in my draft league who drafted him outrageously early and we all laughed and fuck, it's been a good pickup. Great pickup.
I was waiting for you to say you're looking at him.
No, I wish I was looking at him. Honestly, when he got drafted in our comp, it was so early even I went, oh, fuck, that's early.
Mm.
And I love the bloke. Anywho, okay, Blue Wealth Property, they've got an event coming tonight. Wednesday, the 1st of May, which is today. That is how to pay off your mortgage with an investment property. It's live in Sydney Olympic Park or via the webinar. So 6:30 p.m. in the room, 7 p.m. via the webinar. Got a mortgage? Learn how an investment property can help you pay it off quicker. Something your mum and dad didn't tell you about because they didn't know. And Timmy, I had a look this morning. We've already got about 20 people that are joining the webinar. A few are getting in there in person. So fantastic to see. We got Wealth Through Property. That's over two nights. That is going to be their country tour, the Blue Wealth Property country tour, going to Orange on Tuesday, the 7th of May. And then they're going to be Bathurst Wednesday, the 8th of May. So if you want to have a look at those events, you can click the link in the description down below. Going good, Blue Wealth?
They are, mate. And, you know, people are buying properties through Blue Wealth via Beers and Break Evens. We're making people's dreams come true one show at a time.
Yeah. I believe we had a property brought this week. So very, very good to see. We love to see that. Yeah. They're stacking up very quickly.
Congratulations to said property buyer.
Yes. Well done, said property buyer. Mm. Dreams coming true. Yeah. Love to see. Courtesy of me and Timbo. And Kat, to be fair.
Mm. I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying your best. I love that. It's good to see.
It was actually me. I bought my first property.
You bought investment property. Yeah, good. Okay. We have got Wednesday, the 15th of May, Wealth Through Property. That one's going to be live in Melbourne from the Crown Promenade, South Bank. Shout out to the crowd. That one's Wednesday, 15th of May, so come and check that one out. How good, Timbo? You got some stats, deep dives?
Do I ever.
Take me away on Alexander James Brimson. I don't know if his middle name's James. It just fit. Probably is, right?
Alexander J. Brimson. AJ. Obviously, the big factor this year with AJ was getting that dual CTW fullback. A bloke I was pretty keen on in the preseason. And then he got moved to centre.
You were keen on him. I remember that now. Yeah.
And then, yeah, as soon as you got moved to centre, I was like, no, thank you. Back to fullback now. It was awesome on the weekend, 94 points. And I got a little bit tempted, a little bit toey. I thought, oh, what a super pod to have.
Yeah.
But I went, oh, I'll do a bit of digging here, see how he's gone in the past at fullback. And I was a little bit underwhelmed. Not terrible, but I said 94 on the weekend against the Warriors. 11 games at fullback last season that were non-injury impacted. He averaged 65 points with a low score of 44. Solid, not mind-blowing, but solid. Keeping in mind where we're looking at Brimson as a CT dub, not as a fullback.
Yep.
In 2022, he played 7 games at fullback for an average of 52.85. On those numbers, you go, look, he's probably not worth the 617K, but ability-wise, all those sorts of things, I'm not going to do it because there's so many great boys and there's so many bottomed out CTW guns at the moment.
Yeah.
But, gee, I think for someone that's bolder than I am, I think there's a play there.
Yeah, you're going to need someone that's bolder than I as well, but I think there definitely is a play there.
You know what? If it wasn't for his injury history, I'd do it. But when you're taking some risk and then you add the injury concern into it as well, it becomes a bit of a worry.
And I did it last year as well. I love a little AJ Brimson pod play in the last 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And I guarantee we'll have that conversation again. Because, I mean, the Titans, you know, they're going like a busted, but they're still scoring 30 points a week.
That's it. They can concede 40 if they want, as long as they just score 30.
Yeah, exactly right. The next name.
I didn't want to do it, but we had to.
Oh, boy. The Maze of the Talon variety this time. Terrell's given me headaches for ages. We held on to Taylor May trying to get a little pod play, and I think he's gone sub 40 for the last month. I'm not stoked about it.
I have to tell you why. I've been quite vocal across Bloke Potty and Beers Potty and Playbook Potty and whatever other bloody potties I do.
You're not invited on any others, mate. Don't
good,
worry.
I don't want to be on anymore. I'm sweet. I just think the way Luai's using his left edge, not that he's doing it overly different to other years, but he just doesn't get his centre any decent ball.
Yep.
Through a cracker of a pass to Brian Toto on the weekend, I think it was a lofted one, but just doesn't get good ball. And I said I couldn't really go back. I mentioned it maybe last week or the week before. Really hard to go back and do a dive into left centres at the Panthers because they chop and change Tungos, Mays, Toto's, wingers all the time. So it's really hard to add up. Anyway, he's averaging 42 this season with 31 in base. He hasn't scored a try or set one up He's had one try contribution. He's had one line break, which was in round one, and he's had no line break assists. In the best team in the competition, that is like mesmerizing to me.
I think, and I'm happy to be told this is fucking stupid and ludicrous, but I think I'm so far into this Taylor May hold that I'm just going to keep holding him.
I'm holding him.
And I think there's got to be a month where it comes good. There just has to be. I just refuse to accept he's not going to crash over for a couple of tries at some point.
I'm with you. And like you look at their draw and they've got the Bunnies this week, then they have the Dogs. Bit tough from there, like Warriors, Sharks, then Dragons. That's the other thing. He plays round 13.
Yeah.
He's worth 394K. I'm just like, something's got to give. He has to fall over the line at some point.
He just fucking has to. Surely. And I, you know, and like, as I said to you before, mate, I'm looking at not playing Appy this week. I was actually going to play May as one of my reserves because of this South Sydney clash. What are your thoughts on that? Would you play Appy or May?
If Appy's all clear, I'd play Appy. Like, what have they got, the Doggies? I'd play Appy over May. But, like, I'm with you. I sit there and I own him, and he hasn't scored over 40 in the past month. But I've still, like, somewhat got him locked in as a player in my CT dub, and it's like, you know, call it stubborn super coaching or whatever it might be, but I'm just like, he's still base as well. He's still bust tackles. You know, he has plenty of runs. He just needs any attack, and that becomes 50, 60, 70, and the rest. So, yeah, look, I'm going to play him. I would play Appy over him, though.
You would play Appy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Especially adding a bit of wet weather in Sydney for that game tomorrow night.
Yeah, interesting. Well, so, we'll get to sit start soon.
But, yeah, just at the price of 394K, I just can't justify selling him, at least not for the next 2 weeks with those decent matchups. You get through those two. If he's still scoring poorly, like he plays around 13 a couple of weeks later. So I'm going to hold strong. Whether or not he becomes a player moving forward, that's the other concern.
Yeah.
The question.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. You got here, mate. Dolphins bye. Talk to me.
Yes. So the first big bye round preview has gone up on the SC Playbook website.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's an absolute corker. Shout out to Jay Schubert, who also got married on the weekend, Jay. So congratulations to him there. Good well man. And he's done an article really simplified. It's not a complicated yarn, but it basically just outlines the teams with the best and worst draws across the entire bye period, has it for every team, but also, you know, how many games the Origin impacted players will play in that round 13 to 20 period. Because, of course, there's half the competition on byes in round 13, 16, 19. And then in round 14, 17, 20, there's three teams on the bye.
Mm.
So almost got to be more cautious of those. Going to do a big deep dive into that on the Playbook podcast next week, and we'll probably To break it up, do a bit on beers and break evens as well. I'm sure you'd be looking forward to that one, mate.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But just to introduce it a little bit, the Dolphins of not Redcliffe fame, because they're not associated with anyone.
Anywhere but Redcliffe.
Yeah.
Where the bloody hell are you, Lara Bingle stuff?
The Dolphins play the three major bye rounds, round 13, 16, 19. That makes them invaluable across that period. They do have a round 14 bye, but it just brings so many players into consideration. Jermaine Asako, a fallen gun there, becomes a great play. The one for me that I'm big time eyeing off, I've almost locked him in as a round 13 trade in, is Jeremy Marshall-King. I want him as a hooker. Like, I've currently got Reece Robson there who's likely to be impacted by Origin.
Yep.
So I want to get Marshall King and just go 13, 16, 19. I've got a hooker on those major weeks. But it's just food for thought for all those Dolphins-related players that you own. Like, if your money's going well and you're sitting there selling Jack Bostock this week, but you also own Schiller and you own Strange, you sort of sit back and go, oh, do I sell the Raiders boys, potentially try and hold Bostock for that period? Just food for thought.
I like that. Very interesting. We'll get to it soon, but I'm bringing in a certain Dolphin this week who I'm hoping and praying might be able to lock down a spot on this side.
I'm thinking about it as well.
You're going to have to make big sacrifices to do it though, aren't you?
No.
No? Okay. We'll get to that soon. Motherfucker. All right. Let's have a look. Timbo,
carry on.
You good?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
No, we just weren't on the same page.
What do you mean?
I'm not bringing in Fuller.
Oh, We were not on the same page. I'm not sure if we're in the same book. We might have been in different libraries there.
We're in the same back line.
We'll get to that. Yes. I know what he's talking about. Okay, next one. Gagai, Edge, Bunnies. I assume we're talking about Jagai here.
Jagai. We're talking about Jagai.
Got the moves like Jagai Cat.
Yep. Yeah. No comment on the
Bunnies. Fuck, that deserved better. See, I just get nothing.
I'm just producing today.
Sorry.
And she's working, mate. The Bunnies are just, we just need to get through this.
She's not here because you're made. She's not here because she wants to talk to her. She's here because she's getting paid to work.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Whatever.
Is fuck that me, a right? Tear rolling down here?
Might be. Take us away, Timbo.
Jagai. He, negative 80 break even this week. Obviously, bottom dollar, great cash generator. Awful matchup against Penrith in the wet. I was sitting there going, you know what? Look, there's David Armstrong, who's a popular buy this week, but he's only had one game. So I was happy to wait on Armstrong until next week. I thought, look, I can lock in Jacob Gagai, a left winger at the Bunnies. I don't care how bad the Bunnies are going. It's always going to be a good spot to be. The issue, though, is, and Rando brought it up on the podcast last night, but with Isaac Thompson coming in, Jacob Gagai, who's played primarily in his career on the right, Thompson more of his footy on the left, suspecting that Gagai probably shifts to the right, just speculation, but it adds up. Thompson plays on the left. The Bunnies, this has come as no shock to anyone, but they've scored 50% of their tries down their left side, 12 of their 21, compared to just 24 on the right side, just 5 tries of their 21 this season. So I just think, like, if Gagai moves to the right edge against Penrith in the wet, he could score like 15 this week. So I'm going a little bit cold, not a little bit, I'm going quite cold on him.
I'll tell you what impresses me the most from those stats is that the Bunnies have scored 21 tries this year. In all seriousness.
Yeah.
It's only been 8 rounds. It feels like they haven't played, yeah. It feels like they played about 8 minutes of good footy.
They scored 48 or something against the Dogs, so that's really boosted that up.
Oh, of course. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tough break, Kathmandu.
That was a good game against the Dogs.
Yeah, that was good.
Best one we had so far this season. I didn't even reserve Jacob Gagai over the weekend. So that was 88 points on my just that went to waste.
You know what? It's the wrong call, but I think you made the right call.
I know, but it's just one of those ones where I need to back my team a little bit more.
You're playing him this week?
I think I will. Oh. Got nothing to lose. Oh. No?
Against Penrith in the rain.
Don't play him.
I wouldn't be playing him. But, I mean, you do your back your boy in.
I'd love to see you
also told me to sell Bostock.
Once again. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'll wear that. Sure. Play Gagai. Let us know how it goes for you.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll throw the VC on him as well.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. I might. No, I'm not even a VC. I'm just going to captain.
my draft game last weekend, the bloke I was playing had Cody Walker and Jacob Gagai, and I saw it at the start, and he captained Cody Walker, and I was like, fuck it, that'll be fine for me.
Yeah.
Sweet, I've already won this week. Come back at the end of the game, I'm like, fuck, Cody Walker actually played some footy in that game. Gagai scored 88. I'm going, what the fuck
is he doing? Wrought.
Wild.
And then you looked at the score of the actual game, and it's extremely dreadful. Confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. Please play him this week against Penrith. Like, imagine if he kills it, if he goes 100+.
No,
imagine the
you're
content.
Not selling it to me. You're not. We're not doing this.
Okay, now the next dot point has me very interested because, as I said, I'm looking at bringing in Fifita, but I'll tell you what, Timmy, there's another back rower that's really caught my attention that I'm seriously considering bringing in who will not be Origin impacted, who will leave me with about 600K in the kitty. Talk to me about Breton Nicara and Jesse Ramien.
Yeah, so alluded a little bit earlier about the right side at the Sharks and just the difference we saw on the weekend with Braden Trindle out. They were so right side dominant. I think it's no surprise that we saw on the weekend Jesse Ramien have his best game of the season. We saw Sione Katoa have his best game of the season. And we saw, I think for the first time this year, Ronaldo Mulitalo not score a try. They were next to no pardon me, sorry. There were next to no attacking stats on the left edge, coinciding with Trindle being out. So this brings into contention two players. Nicara, who fallen gun at 595K, scored 93 on the weekend with a try and a try assist. Nicara was always a sort of 55 to sort of early 60s averaging player. He had a breakout year last year for about a 69-70 point average, and he was terrific. The reason that he was never a gun to RF was because he didn't have the base.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if his base has regressed a little bit this season. Scored his 93 in the weekend, but he only had 7 runs. He's averaging 7.6 runs per game this season. So, like, his base of 45 is still okay, but he's been making a lot of tackles. I don't think that is a great sign for him if he has regressed just in his running game a little bit, not ability-wise, just having less attack. However, with Chindle being out, Nico getting more on the right side, will this increase off the back of Nico getting more ball on the right edge?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think definitely. I think as well, I've owned Britton Nicotter in a number of years in draft, owned him again this year. That guy, when it rains, he gets through so much fucking work. It's not even funny. You watch him this weekend, how much work he'll get through in the pissing rain.
Yeah, right.
He does it every single year. It's bizarre. Mm. If anyone can do stats out there, because I sure as fuck won't be doing it, Britton Nicotter in the rain is an absolute monster. I am seriously considering him, mate. Just under 600K. Oh, very tempting. Yeah. Very hard to leave for feeder, but knowing that Britton's going to be not infected by Origin or whatnot.
Plays very round tempting. 13 and 19, two major buy rounds. And yeah, I think because of the Trindle not being available, I think that adds a lot to Nicara, and I think he's a great buy. And just the other one, look, not something that I'm going to be bringing in, but 115 points for Jesse Ramien on the weekend. Mate, they struggled to tackle him, the Raiders. He looked outstanding with that right edge, likely to get more ball. He's averaging 64 this season, 34 in base. Really like him as a pod. The only concern there is it's a tough draw coming up. Dragons this week, which could be a slugfest in the rain. Then they go Storm away, Broncos away, Panthers at home.
There's always just one time every single year where I sit there and I watch Jesse Ramien, and it happened on the weekend. I sat there and I went, why aren't you in my Supercoach team every week? You are so fucking good.
Playing outside Nicho Hynes, big work rate, tackle buster. You just look at him and go, why isn't he an 80-plus averaging CT dub?
But so much to like there. So much to love.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, stats deep dive. Good as gold, always top shelf from T-Rex. Let's have a look at our trades this week. And I've got a feeling that Cap might even grace us with a trade or two this week.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. Have we had a look yet, Kapmandu? Or do you want us to run through ours first?
I haven't really identified a player that I need to get rid of this week. So I'm kind of on the fence. I'm classic fence sitter, but very much on the fence.
Have you got like James Schiller and Ethan Strange?
Got both.
Okay. There's probably a trade there to make, would you say, Timmy? On one of them?
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's your spot.
Yep.
It's good you've already got Jacob Gagai. A lot of people will be trading you.
That's very handy.
Very handy,
I never got rid of him.
Never got rid of him, yeah.
Yeah, day one.
I like that.
The faith.
All right. That. Trade options this week. So as you guys know, I moved Itto to fullback last week with my plan to bring in Scott Drinkwater, which I am still really fancy and I'm nervous about not doing. But, mate, Trey Fuller. We talked about it yesterday. played on the weekend, didn't score a try, came up with a 99. His volume was huge. He was breaking tackles left, right and centre. He's at $204,000 with a break even of negative 123. He's actually playing the Cowboys this week. He's going up against Drinky, who his team loves to concede points anyway. It's the only game in the dry this week. I think I have to go. Trey Fuller over Drinky.
I think lock and load,
yeah.
And I'm quite jealous that you can do it and you've got the opportunity to do it because most, not that people don't have the opportunity, but most people out there flipped Ponga last week to, you know, Reece Walsh or Pappenhausen, whoever it might have been, and it's a big play to cut one of your gun fullbacks for Trey Fuller. I can see massive merit in doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, but I really like if someone did it, I wouldn't knock it back at all. I think the Fuller play for you is just an absolute no-brainer. His Jareem Buller 2.0 from last year, he could be 600K in the blink of an eye. Yeah, Hammer's due back at some point, but potentially awesome. He's got around 13 coverage at the very least. Yeah, I wish I was bringing him in, but I just don't want to get rid of Turbo or Walsh to do it.
In your situation, in most people's situation, to get rid of one of those guns for trade doesn't feel right. But fuck, I still think it could be the right decision.
Yeah, I think it could be as well. And if it hadn't been such a great year for cash generation, and there's also a heap of cash incoming, mentioned Armstrong, there's a few others there who are emerging the next few weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be different. Like if cash generation hadn't been great, I'd be like, I have to do this, but the cash is pretty good out there, so I feel all right.
Yeah, and I mean, you have a look at, you know, as I said, Trey fucking 99 on the weekend without a try. Take a look at some of the other fullbacks, and like Turbo scored a try for 55, Walsh two tries for 80 or something.
Yeah.
Fucking Trey, he could be one that people look back on in a few weeks' time and go, fuck.
I genuinely think it could be season defining.
Yeah.
I think Buller last year was season defining.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So I'm so nervous about it. I just don't really want to trade Turbo or Walsh, but I can, yeah.
I reckon you might get closer to doing it the longer this week goes. I reckon you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big talking point. God. Huge talking point. Can I ask you this? And obviously I'm trading in Fuller, so I'm happy to wear. I might be a little bit biased, but Wayne has shown over the last years he's not afraid to play Hamiso in the centres. Do you think Trey, if he does well enough over the next few weeks, do you think there could be a world where they move Hammer into the centres and let him roam a bit?
Definitely. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. If Fuller plays like he has the last 2 weeks, I think there's a huge chance that Fuller stays at fullback and Hammer plays centre, particularly coming back from a hamstring injury leading into an Origin series. Wayne doesn't want to – like he won't want to get enormous amounts of work into him. Let Fuller do the work. Like I think as it stands, Hammer's still the man you want at fullback, but – in 2 weeks' time, if Fuller backs it up, I think he stays fullback.
Yeah, very interesting. So I will be going – who have I done? I think I've done Ethan Strange because Schiller's out. I'll be patient on him and trade him later. I'm going to go Ethan Strange to Trey Fuller via Jules. And my other playmate, I will be going – who is it? Oh, fucking Terrell May. I'll be moving Curran into the front row. And I'll be bringing in either Fifita or Britton Nikara. One of the two is what I'm leaning towards at the moment. Unless there's any other 2RF front row forwards you think are good options, they're the two that I've identified that I like.
I like the Nikara play better than Fifita.
Yeah.
I just think, and I mentioned this last week, Fifita misses at a minimum 4 of 7 games over Origin. So I think he's a sell come round 13. I think if you're buying him, I think you're buying him for 4 weeks, then you're selling, which is fine, and that's a viable play because he's going to make money. We know how good he is. He could average 100 over that time, and you're like, sweet, and I'll sell him for 900K, but I think if you buy him, you'll be getting rid of him in a month.
Yeah.
Because you can't hold 850, 900K to miss minimum 4 of 7 games. If he plays 80 minutes in Origin, he could, if not get rested through that period. The Titans need him, so I reckon he backs up, provided he's okay. But he could easily play limited minutes off the bench.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good shout. I'm leaning towards Britton Nikara. And I'll tell you what, mate, if I go to Britton Nikara, that leaves me with 600K left in my bank to be able to spend over the next few weeks. So that's where I'm leaning. What are you thinking at the moment, mate?
Thinking Strange and Schiller out. Probably David Armstrong in. if we can get any confirmation of Gagai playing left, I'll probably do that and look for Armstrong next week. Garrick's the obvious one, and I in no way am I going to knock the Garrick play. If DCE was out, I'd happily avoid Ruben Garrick. DCE out, Oller out, but he obviously got off the judiciary last night, DCE, so that sweep. But Garrick playing centre, proven gun, break even of four, 600K, so cheap. Great buy. I'm thinking about just going a little bit different and going with a bloke who scorned me all last year, and that's Jermaine Asako. Never owned him, or I have in the past, but not in recent years. Scored a ton on the weekend. He's got an upcoming draw against the Cowboys in Queensland, Manly in Queensland, Tigers in Queensland. Then he has the Warriors, then the Raiders in Queensland, round 13. Plays round 13, 16, 19. 679K is fairly cheap. He just knows how to score points.
Yeah.
Thinking about going a little bit of a pod play and going Asako over Garrick. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't mind it, mate. I'm just having a look at Ruben Garrick's run over the next few weeks. He plays the Raiders, the Dolphins. Then he goes Brisbane, Melbourne, bye, Penrith. It's a pretty bang average month.
Freaking oath it is.
Yeah, next and I mean, even the next 2 weeks, the two matchups you like all the points he scored on the weekend, I'm not sure if he scores them if Oluwatu's not on the field, which he's not for the next 2 weeks. I get people going to Ruben Garrick, I guess as well. During Origin, he'll play fullback, which you love to see. During that, well, you'll assume he'll play.
Should.
He should at least get a few games there. So I understand it. I personally, Tim, I'm looking at what is he at the moment? 600K. Mm. If in 3 or 4 weeks' time turns out Ruben Garrick was an absolute gun, I'll probably just use my tray full of money to go to Garrick, and I'll wear it if I'm wrong, but I'm not going him this week. I like the Asako play, man.
Yeah, and Garrick, he's a good buy, and he's basing well. He's kicking goals for a good team. He does have 30s and 40s in him. Like,
fucking oath
he's
he
not
does.
Foolproof. So yeah. I just see an opportunity to go a little bit left field and go with Asako. As someone who didn't own him last year and hasn't owned him to start this year, he's averaging 70 this year. Sure, he's had 3 scores in the 40s, and that's okay, and that'll probably happen. But he also has 2 tons and 80. He's only scored 3 tries this year.
Mm.
He just finds a way to score. He's a junk time king. So, yeah, he gets the dry weather game this week as well against the Cowboys, who can't defend. Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I also think, like, as much as it's good that Ruben Garrick will play fullback during Origin, like, that's going to be a team without Turbo, Chez and Oluwatu, we assume.
Jeez, different scene, isn't it?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lot to be without. So, yeah, I won't be doing the Asako play, but I can understand where you're coming from. Wasn't that insane on the weekend? Like, he was looking for a pretty bang average game, and then the last 10 minutes just went bang.
He did it all last year.
Yeah.
Mm.
He did, yes. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
So, yeah, thinking those two, mate.
Okay, I like that. Kat, after what we've said.
Mm, I've been looking at my team.
Yep.
Now, it's funny – You've raised a few names. I'm glad I've got in. So I've got Iro. I brought in CNK last week as well. I'm really happy with him. I was talking to.
By the way, can I interrupt you briefly?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kat. When everyone was making the SJ Nathan Cleary decision last week, held strong.
Mm-hmm.
Kept SJ.
Yeah.
Beat Nath by 40 odd points.
I didn't captain him though. Should have done that. But
yeah, but it was still a good play. Like a lot of that would have cost you a lot of money making that trade and whatnot. I think it's good.
Yeah, great move.
Smart footy.
I just feel good about SJ.
Yeah.
I feel good. Trust your gut.
Yep.
Timmy taught me that. You taught me that, Timmy. You remember that.
Thanks, Kat.
Whenever you need to remember what impact you're making
down,
in the
you
world.
Lift me up.
Yeah. You need to remember that. So I do have I've got Schiller and Strange. We said that.
Yeah.
I've got both Mays.
Yes.
Now I know you said you'd hold, but it is very tempting to just upgrade them because I've got 900K in the bank.
I am selling Terrell May. Yeah. I'd be moving him for sure. I'm done with that. I want to lock up front.
I'm so over him.
Have you got Josh Curran?
Yeah.
Have you got him in your second row?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be making a move there, I think.
I'm holding Terrell.
Yeah.
Not with any confidence because of his minutes, 4 forward bench. I'm just looking a little bit ahead to the bye period. He plays round 13, round 16. Lindsay Collins will be out due to Origin duties. If there's any injuries in that meantime, so I just think he plays a big role throughout the Origin period. I'm willing to see him lose 100K.
Yeah,
I can cop that. I currently have options of Carr and May, and with news of Flegler out for up to another month, Josh Kerr, who I've just held.
Yeah.
If he finds himself into some decent minutes, far out, he's doing a good job. But yeah, I just think Terrell, even if he plays no minutes again this weekend, I find myself benching him. I think he's a bloke that I want to hold through that that Origin period. So I'm going to hang tight. No knock on selling though. Like he's been a hard hold.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part because we're edging so much closer to Origin now. So you're looking at who makes sense in your team at over there. Yeah. But for right now, I feel like the money could be better spent or the position could be better. I could be rewarded better with other players, but I don't know. Once again, Miss Conservative over here. Conservative.
How many trades you got left?
I have 36 trades left.
That's mad. I'll heaps of that. How much money you got? You got a heap of money in the bank too.
Yeah, 908,000.
Get fucked, Kat. That's absurd.
That terrifies me.
That's really pushing the. You're almost doing yourself a disservice.
Got to start spending a bit of money.
Yeah, you could buy Fifita without trading anyone out.
But that's insanity. What I mean is, I'm pretty sure that I will upgrade someone this week.
Yeah, right.
But just to a keeper, but I don't know who that is yet.
Kat could trade Viliami Fifita to David Fifita and come out with 300K left in her bank. It's outrageous.
Oh, goodness.
That is wild. Love to see it. Now, Tim, I just had a little thought whilst we're here. For people that are new to Supercoach this year or, you know, aren't as keen as us, you keep talking about round 13 and whatnot. How does it all work on those buy rounds? Just to give people a quick reminder, it's your best 13 or whatever,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so they changed it. Might have been last year or the year before. Mm. You now get your top 13 scoring players from your squad of 25 count towards your total score. So on those three major weeks, round 13, round 16, round 19, keep an eye on them. Aim for around about 13. However, you don't necessarily need to have 13 on the dot. If the ballpark of even 11, 12 players, give or take, you know, injuries leading into it, suspensions, origin call-ups. If you land around the 11 or 12, you're looking pretty good. You definitely don't need to try and have 15 players. Don't tear your team apart to have 13 players because you still need to, you need to manage it quite fine. But, yeah, honestly, I reckon anywhere from 10 to 13 in those major bye weeks is a pretty solid number. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one thing that I learned from last year, Timmy, like, you know, everyone's trying to have 13 players, get as many as they can. Look, I always found if you had 11 or 12 and you didn't bedshit on your captain, you're good as gold.
Sure.
Yeah, so yeah, I actually like the best 13. I think it's been a good change over the last few years. I think it's great. I think it keeps everyone a little bit more engaged and whatnot. Yeah. It's good gear. Okay, mate, should we sit v start?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Who do you think are like the big? I've already spoken about. You know, I've got Appy, Taylor May. I'm leaning towards taking a little punt on May there. Who are the other guys? Like our teams are really starting to get some depth now.
Yeah, they are. It's getting it makes this conversation a lot better. So. I've got Dylan Brown and Sean Lane on the buys this week. So it means I'm playing Lockie Galvin at 5'8", which knocked out 54 in a well-beaten side against the Broncos. So I'm pretty okay with that going into the Doggies fixture. I provided my trades stay the same. I think my bench will be Walsh, Asako, Nathan Cleary, and I think I'll play David Armstrong. For that fixture against the Warriors. So, I mean, God knows what they're going to throw up at the moment. But basically, I'll be throwing my CT dubs Val, Roger, Dallin, and Taylan May. So, basically, of the good players I'll be sitting, among the tough week last week, I went Levi to Jaden Brayley, which I'm very happy with.
That was good.
Played 80 minutes, 65, pretty well in base. He had two try contributions, but made like 48 tackles or something. Good early buy coverage. So, very, very happy with that move. So yeah, probably could play Brayley. If it's pouring down rain on Sunday, I'll be tempted to play Brayley over Armstrong, but we'll see how that unfolds. And not playing Josh Kerr either, just because of the uncertainty around minutes, but yeah, doing a really good job. So yeah, they're the main ones for me, mate. Back rows. Paul, Pissball, Crichton, Smithies, so-so.
I've had a few conversations with people this week about Jaden Brayley and, you know, people said, oh, I only played big minutes because of injuries and whatnot. I actually think, and you know what, the injuries meant that he played 80 minutes this week, but I thought he looked really good.
didn't look like he broke a sweat for starters. No. And secondly, the bloke that would be spelling him is Phoenix Crossland, who I think the last 2 weeks from memory, certainly last week, he was on the field playing as a 13 before any injuries happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't mean he couldn't shift into hooker and give Bradley a spell, but I'm not so sure that he's not an 80-minute man. He always has been.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't think he'll be an 80-minute guy, but I think he'll get well and truly enough minutes to make it worthwhile.
I'd be stunned if he'd – I'd be surprised if he didn't get, like, minimum 65.
Yeah, I was going to say 65 is my mark, in which he will do great in that time. So it's been a good little grab there.
And it just it's good to know that after having Levi there for a while – if my main hooker in Robson does go down, I've just got someone very playable to back him up.
Yep, yep, 100%. Okay, anyone else for Sit V starts you want to touch on, mate?
No, that's it for me.
No, I think mine sort of picks itself. My bench this week will be Trey Fuller, May, Cleary, and Britt Nicotter is what I'm running with. Nicotter / Fafita, probably Nicotter. Okay, let's have a look at captaincy options, mate. Fucking captains, shitting me to no end.
Yeah, you mentioned that I've given you a few sniffs to really make some ground on me. I also haven't got a captain, right? So,
oh no, for sure. But it sucks when we're head to head, and every single week your captain's gone first, and it's gone quiet, and I've gone, okay, this is my opportunity. Yeah. And 2 weeks in a row, we talk about Joey Manu being your Achilles heel. My Achilles heel is got long, flowing, wet hair, and shits me to no fucking end. I just can't get him right. I've left 400 points on the board in the last 2 weeks going Val Holmes and I think it was Nathan Cleary last week. Just it's shitting me to know. It's just it's fucking killing me.
You and I both.
Oh, nightmare. Fucking nightmare. What are we thinking this week? I think I have to go Hines. Shout out to him. He'll get seven this week.
You just know he's 100%. Getting seven this week. Mate, I have to as well. I was like I'm so burnt by last week. It ruined my week not captaining him. You know that the masses are going to captain him this week. And if I think the Dragons do turn up and I think it's a good game. After being humiliated last week on Anzac Day, the Dragons, they'll turn up for this one. Flano, a few tongue-in-cheek comments as well. I think the Dragons get up for it. But like if they don't and Nico comes out and goes 150 again and I've got Tommy Turbo captain for his 37, I'll just probably delete the app.
And you know what, mate? Without Trindle, even if the Dragons show up, Nico's when Trindle's not on the field, he is just so ball dominant.
Oh God!
Like you've got Atkinson doing exactly what Moylan did last year, just sitting in a pocket and just waiting until an opportunity comes. I think you have to go Nico this week, which sucks because God, I love Nathan Cleary against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. If you've got the balls to leave Nico out and take a VC on Cleary early in the week, it could pay huge dividends. Huge dividends, and if you do it, full credit to you, mate. VC, do you sort of go Turbo against your boys or what?
Yeah, I'm thinking Turbo. I'm just looking at it like the dry fixture up in Queensland, Val Holmes is a massive play.
Yeah.
But again, if the same Raiders side show up against Manly, Turbo's a huge – Turbo's the play.
Yeah, I have got no idea what I'm going to do for a VC. I could end up going my boy Trey Fuller here just quietly.
Yeah, why not? It's a 90-odd without a try or assist on the weekend.
Pappy against the Titans might be a play too for me, actually. I have to work out who I can actually VC. Dragons the last game, so I can use Viliami for feeder as my AE if I wanted to.
VCing Appy from outside your 17.
What did I just say?
Appy.
Oh, that's not what I meant to say. Oh, sorry, Pappy I meant to say. Pappy. Yeah, maybe. Pappy's an option for me. And, yeah, Viliami Fafita plays late in the week, so I could AE there.
Oh, Pappy for sure.
Yeah, probably Pappy. Yeah, okay. Okay, what are you thinking captaincy-wise? Who do the Warriors play this week? Knights.
I'm not too confident on a Warriors captain or VC, but I don't have Cleary. And I also was frustrated at the amount of points that were on my bench last week from Nico. So I think I'll captain Nico. And then, I mean, my boy Turbo, it feels right to do the Nico-Turbo combo.
What's the situation right now with Johnson? Is he – like are you getting close to trading him up for – what is it? 797K. Yeah, like are we – starting to consider that or not really? What's his break even this week, SJ?
I don't know. Is I
86.
It is high, isn't it?
could this be the week to go down to Cleary with that South Sydney game? What would
Knights
you do?
Knights in the wet, into the Roosters, into the Panthers. Doesn't play round 13 anyway. I quite like the SJ to Cleary.
I think this might be the week for you. But okay. Up to you. If you were someone else out there, mate, that was making two other trades, would you think it's worth using a boost to maybe go SJ to Cleary this week? Tough one with a lot of hypotheticals and no context.
I don't think, especially like with like, I feel like more often than not when teams have a coach sacked, they always get up for the first week. Mm. You add in the rain, a few other things, you know, Cleary come back from that hamstring injury. I don't think I'd boost for that this week, but if it's in your two trades, I think, yeah, good
yeah. Move. Yeah, I always like a team with a new coach. I always find it appealing, but they don't always come up against the greatest side potentially of all time. Liotta back in, Totola out. Yeah. I also
look at SJ and that right edge, which haven't made their best certainly the last few weeks, coinciding with me trading in Dallin Watene Zalesniak, mad. but coming up against the Knights left edge, Greggy Margie, love the bloke, but fart, he's had a few barriers in defence lately, as we know. He's got in him. So I'm just like, his try haul has to come for Dallin. And if it does, probably means points for Sean Johnson. So
yeah. And I mean, even if Greg doesn't play and they play Tommy G, I guess they'd move what's his face to the left side then, wouldn't they? Yeah. I don't think Greg plays this week.
You don't?
Greg Mars here?
Yeah.
No, I don't reckon he'll play. He looked pretty knocked about the other day.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he played this week.
I hope he does.
You know, I'm not the NRL physio, as most of you already knew.
You should give him a call.
I should. You know, I made a trade in my draft league the other day.
Can I tell the story from my perspective? We're sitting here. We had just finished recording something, and Guru was sitting on his phone going through his draft team, thinking, "Oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?" And then I see him start to dial. Picks up his phone. He's calling someone. I'm like, who is he talking to? He's asking, so what are your thoughts on this trade, that trade? hangs up the phone and says, NRL physio said it's a go. Who in there? Tell me you are rugby league guru without telling me. Only he could call the NRL physio to get advice on a draft trade.
Yeah, she goes, sorry, mate, I'm just with a client. I go, I don't give a fuck, mate. I got a draft trade on the board here. Jamal Fogarty, talk to me.
How long?
It was great.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
All time. Gave me some great advice, though. The Fizz doing good things. He's got a Patreon as well. Go and check out the Physio's Patreon. Doing fantastic things over there. We'll have our stats dropping in the Roo Crew today. They'll actually already be out, so you guys can go and sink your fangs into those. What did you talk about last night?
Big, big discussion around, the Trey Fuller and what the boys are thinking and cutting.
What are the boys thinking? Who's doing what?
No one's cutting a gun to go down to him, but the temptation was very much there. So
I reckon you're on the Trey Fuller train by the end of the week with me. I got a feeling you might make a brave call here.
Yeah, it's in the back of my mind. It's not in the back, it's in the front of my mind, actually.
If Manly were playing like a Penrith this week, I reckon you'd do it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. It's just that Raiders.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm going to do it. Turbo's going to get his 180, who I've captained about 6 weeks in a row. I'm just going to go, life isn't fair.
I know I said it last week about the Raiders, but, mate, them losing 40-0 in Ricky's 500th, I just can't see them getting walked over this weekend. I just can't fucking see it. I reckon there's legs in going one of your guns down to it, but it takes a lot of balls. It's heaps easier to say when I'm not doing it. It's tough. Okay. Are we done and dusted?
I think so, mate.
Hitting the frog and toad. We have got the late show coming your way tonight. Rapid fire questions. And I had a little Damien Cook at the questions earlier today. There's some crackers in there, one in particular.
Really tickled your fancy.
Oh, harder than a cat's head over here. I'm very excited about that one. I can't wait. That's going to be an absolute cracker. I almost want to make a weekly episode out of that question. but that'll do us for this week. Make sure you catch up on the SC Playbook podcast that dropped last night. We also had the catch up last night with Shaq TV, YouTube, TikTok sensation, one of the greats.
Yeah, he's the funniest guy. He's so introverted in person, but he's such an actor, so talented. He can just switch it on and he's done really, really funny NRL content as well. So definitely go check out the catch up and have a look at his content.
Done some absolute crackers. One of her mates, who's a fucking wizard on social media, was sitting here talking the other day. It turns out he was in the year below me at high school. We didn't recognize it. We don't remember each other in any way, shape or form. And he's like a fucking flying crazy.
Yeah, and he's like the only person who sat in that chair with almost as good a beard as yours.
Please. Please. Enjoy that silver medal, Shaq Mandu. All right. We done and dusted again?
Yeah, mate. Again. All right.
We'll see you next week. Cheers for joining us again. Blue Earth Property Links. Do the thing. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.